You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 102. I'm Draft T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez. If it sounds different, it's because we are recording in the side studio today.
Sounds different in my headphones. Maybe I'm just really loud.
I'm definitely really loud. But anyways, the Junkie Studio has been commandeered for a BetQL, so we've been marched off to the side studio.
I do. This is a production studio off to the side that is really built for
One person.
Yeah. But we're sneaking in here, jamming in here.
Drav's broadcasting from my lap right now.
Pretty much.
Very intimate. I don't know if I like it.
If we're not on our game today, it's just because it's like...
I'm very thrown off.
It's like a receiver having a backup quarterback in. It's not quite there. You're out of your element.
I'm not in my comfort zone.
Right. But we got a good show, I think, planned for you guys. Good topics, at least.
We'll see where it goes.
Valdez, are you enjoying the non-sports content on the Junkies during this just football overload season?
It feels like less than normal. I don't have the statistics to prove it, but I will say, and maybe I'm just a prisoner of the moment, but the show needs cakes for the non-sports topics. I will say that.
It does. It is harder.
I feel like Eric is like the fuel, but cakes is, or no, I would say Eric's like the spark, but cakes is the fuel for the non-sports topic fire. Does that make sense?
It does. And
cakes always helps keep it going. He always has input. He's your safety. He's your laugh safety net. So you feel emboldened to just let the zings fly. Because to be honest with you, without cakes, there's a high probability that whatever you say will fall flat.
Brett said it best that he's just the laugh track and
but in a good way. Don't take offense to that, cakes.
No. It's not, I don't mean that. Like he's so necessary.
Yes,
because he pumps you up and he's engaged.
He gives you the confidence to just let it go. And when you let it go, that's where all of a sudden you're leading yourselves down.
I find the irony, though, that Cakes hates laugh tracks.
And that is very ironic. Now that you mention it.
He is the show laugh track.
Yeah, he goes, I can't watch shows that have laugh tracks. I'm not a simpleton like that, being told to laugh. And then he's the one that cackles.
Next time he says that, we got to bring that up. Hey, speaking of non-sports content, we never got to talk about... Valdez called me like 2 weeks ago. And he goes, I got a great idea for a non-sports segment, or to get people fired up, do something a little different.
Okay.
Or a wacky segment, is I think maybe how you build it. And you go, are you sitting down? I go, all right, yeah. And you go, I want to baptize people as Baltimore Oriole fans. For the playoff push.
You know where I got that idea?
Where did you get that idea from?
I got it from AWOD, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what, you
how
know,
so?
So you know how we do our don't sleep calls with AWODs on Friday?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if our listeners even know about that. We've been doing them for like a month, and we don't promote them. We don't tweet about it.
Every Friday at 12:45, one of us, Drab or myself, does a call into AWOD, and we give our don't sleep picks of the week.
But he'll ask us like dumb stuff.
Yeah, he'll ask us survivor questions. What's bothering you in the world of sports?
That's my favorite question, is what's bothering you? And then he'll always have some ammunition to plot Valdez and Drab against
each
other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He definitely does that. He definitely says, well, Drab said this about you last week. What do you have to say about him?
But it's like a 10-minute segment, but it is fun. By the way, I just crush those segments.
what do you mean you crush them?
I don't know. I haven't heard yours. But mine,
thank you.
You haven't heard mine either. So don't have to lie. Mine are chemistry.
The chemistry.
Yeah. It's actually kind of like bit season, but talking sports.
You're making me jealous.
Adam says that his phone was blowing up after the segment that I was on a couple weeks
ago. Hold on. His phone or
his phone. He was getting text messages from listeners or family or something and saying, unbelievable segment.
Yeah, you're rubbing it in right now.
No, because he says
feedback.
No, he says that the Valdez's segments, because I secretly hope that yours are terrible. And he goes, no, Valdez is doing great. He's got this. We had a great call this week, and I'm like, oh, damn it.
So basically, now we're trying to one up each other.
I don't know. I bring. I take it seriously. Though.
I take it seriously too. I feel like I want to provide great content to Adam.
I'm actually curious about this. How do you do it? Because the call's at 12:45. Aren't you at CrossFit?
No. So what I do is I go in early to CrossFit and I say, hey, Mike, I'm going to go do the WOD at 11. I'll do the WOD at 11 and then leave and shower. And then I'm all ready to go by 12:45.
I got you.
So
I call from I stay at the radio station.
Okay.
On Fridays, a lot of times I can maybe finish my work early. I can leave. So it's like 12:45, and then I find a little edit bay over there, and I call from a landline to make sure I have the perfect connection. Hey, I should just use a connect on the line here.
I will say, every time I talk to their producer, I say, do I sound good? Or do I sound clear?
Well, I think that guy's been working for 2 weeks. He's not going to say anything.
But I think next time I'm going to say, Adam, why don't I stick around for another segment?
Hey, you'd probably love that. So it's your turn tomorrow.
Yes, it's my turn tomorrow to do.
All right, so what happened?
I
never even brought it up again because I didn't feel like rubbing it in. When you called me on a Friday and the ALDS was starting on a Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. So Adam did his what's bothering you in the world of sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did my shtick. I said the Major League playoffs are starting and the ESPN and ABC have the rights to the ALDS and wild card rounds, and they didn't mention it once on First Take. So that was pissing me off, and the lack of attention that was given to the Orioles and the playoffs in general. So I said that. Then Adam replied that, you know, I'm psyched for the Orioles. He's like, they're a fun team. I'm going to be rooting for them. I think they're going to be my playoff team. Can I have your permission to have the Orioles as my playoff team? Mm-hmm. And then I said, Adam, I want you to kneel right now, and I will dub thee Orioles fan. And I said, and I made some zing about the Orioles jerseys matching his hair color. And then he was all sized. And I said, I'm going to take my baseball bat out and knight thee while he kneels in front of me. And then it had me thinking. I said, well, the Nats aren't in the playoffs. What if I dressed like Mr. Splash and had an Orioles cape? And I went around Navy Yard, that area where Eric was teaching Savannah how to ride a bike.
In the grass there.
I go out there during the show with Natty Bows, burger cookies, Old Bay, all right, and using burger cookies as communion, taking an Easton bat and knighting people in the yard there, using Natty Bow as holy water, dusting people in Old Bay to get their Baltimore Orioles fan card to join the bandwagon for the playoffs.
First off, would you be adamant that you'd have to baptize JP?
Yes, definitely. Right. Definitely. You know what I would do is I would have an Afro wig and say he has to wear it and call himself Eddie Murray.
Do you remember what I said to you when you pitched me this great idea? It was a great idea. Do you remember what I said to you?
Yeah, you said, is this for on air?
No.
Is this for on air or off air?
Well, I was a little confused at first. And then you said, then you explained it was a bit. And then I was thinking, well, is it for TV? I think maybe is what I meant. No, what I said to you was, let's wait to see how the weekend goes.
Yeah. And I said, hey, that's a good idea. Because, you know, they'll be up 2-0, and then everyone's gonna want to jump on the bandwagon. That's smart. And we can do it Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right. And then they lost the first two games. And all the zeal was gone.
Then I was sadly Rushman.
But if they were still playing, we would be doing it. And we will maybe do it next year if they're back in the same position. It was a good idea.
Thank you.
Because there were a lot of people curious to come over, like if they could root for them, if it would be acceptable.
That's why I kind of fell into that bit. Props to Adam, though. He's the one that made me think of it.
All right.
And then I took it to the next level. And then they sucked. So that didn't work.
Valdez, I would say this week on the show, and they mentioned that you and I were excited for this for days on end. The topic that we were most excited about.
Yeah.
And, we can be a little bit more blunt on the podcast, was small penis fall.
Small penis fall.
And first off, JP was... How does he not know what you can and can't say on the radio?
This is after this. I want to give Biddy's an inside
look. Background about that.
So we're getting ready to do the story, and I want to make sure that all of the guys know, especially JP, since he's the one leading the charge with the story, what you can and what you can't say. So I told JP that whatever you do, just call it small member, small Johnson, small junk. I say the best way to describe it is small junk fall.
One of the tenets of FCC violations is you cannot describe the size or
however something looks
of a sexual organ. Yeah, you can't describe how it looks.
So you can't say a 6-inch penis. Because the 6 inches describes the penis. Even though you can say penis on air, the 6 inches or describe it.
So we always are very delicate, and the FCC is down the street. Maybe in a city like Sacramento, they could get away with that, where they're not listening. But people who work for the FCC listen to the station. So we always have to be so careful. And then JP just comes out
and says, hey, have you seen the small penis story?
And he said it like 3 times, and Valdez and I, our jaw like hit the floor like, what is, did he just have an aneurysm? Like, what is wrong with him? Why does he keep saying this?
He had a brain fart.
I think he definitely did.
I literally had it's like if you had a discussion with a toddler and you said, hey, don't draw on the wall with in crayons. And then all of a sudden they take a crayon and then start doing circles.
So we immediately correcting him and then beating around the bush again. And the audience is smart. You could come in there and say...
You can say it once and then... allude to it, and
he just kept wanting to say it.
It's all everything's fine. You can figure out the conversation,
the context of it, right? And here's the problem. We should have saved this segment for Cakes.
Why do you say that?
Not because Cakes has a small penis, or that he's big.
Or Cakes would say average.
Not because Cakes has been told that he has a small penis. Is that he would have played along more, and there would have been more.
It would have been more banter.
It would have been more loosey goosey. Now, is you mentioned it today on the show? Is Cakes's Johnson size hack?
It's
now that we always discuss it.
It's becoming the
fallback,
the low hanging fruit,
mm-hmm.
the easy jab, the easy zing. Anytime there's a story about junk size or you know manhood,
mm-hmm.
it's right
always,
there.
But it's always EB that
yeah.
does that.
Well, because EB has an obsession with penis.
That's why I thought the story was going to. I don't know what I thought. That it's just such a junky story. It's maybe just for me and you. Maybe just the perfect bit.
Maybe, yeah, I was gonna say,
it's the perfect bit season story.
Small penis fall. Are you worried that this obsession with body parts is just taken over? Because we talked about it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of a sudden it's short guy summer.
Then short king summer.
And then it's ginger fall. You know what I mean?
Well,
and now we've gotten to the point where we're glorifying.
No, it's just it's an inclusion thing. Everyone has to be made to feel good or have their special time in the spotlight. And that's all it is. But nobody is signing
who
up.
Who is coming out and saying, hey, look at me. I'm celebrating my small penis fall.
Nobody. But I will say that female comedian, she should be working in radio because she had great, like, that's great creative idea that she had that nobody else would have ever thought of. And then she, the challenge on top of it to dip your Johnson in an ice bucket to spread awareness for all the small Johnsons out there.
That's butt funny.
That's something, honestly,
that's a radio
that Valdez,
stunt.
That has Valdez written all over. Like, that's something Matt would have came up with.
Thank you.
But instead, it was some unknown female comedian. But here's the problem, and you guys heard it during the segment a little bit, is that Jason and JP, they just are uncomfortable with these topics nowadays. More so Jason, and you heard him snipe at me and saying that he's uncomfortable talking about these things because his kids watch the show. Jason is just in a different place in his life where he doesn't want to. I think I want you guys to understand, like, that's how difficult it is for us sometimes, just as producers, to get the guys all in on something. Because half the guys don't want to do it, or they don't want to commit to it because they're embarrassed, or they think that it's beneath them.
That's a good way of putting it, beneath them. I think that's another factor besides the embarrassment. Because Jason says, oh, well, my daughters listen. Well, your daughters are 22 years old. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's not like Eric and Cakes don't have older, and JP have older daughters and older sons.
Here's what I would always hope that the mindset that I have. I have a job to do, and when I first got into radio, I told, and I don't know anything, like, Junkies know more than me. They've at the mountaintop, right, of sports radio. They've achieved more than I ever will. But I always have the mindset, I don't care who's listening, because if they're affecting what I'm doing in here, then I'm not doing my job, right? You don't want to be mean. You don't want to put people down, that you don't want to hurt family members. I've made that mistake before Big on Duke. So I learned that lesson where I don't want to tear down family members for a joke.
You attack them for...
Right.
You don't want to attack a family member just to get a laugh.
A little background about that. On Big on Duke, I made fun of my sister. Or I was taking, you know, playful shots at my sister, who loved Big O and Dukes, when she was, I don't know, in her 40s having a child. And so it was her, I don't know, she's had a lot of kids. So it was like, it was just fodder, and it was over the line, and I still feel bad about it to this day. And my sister has never listened since.
Mm.
She was always a big drab supporter. And
that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch. I always...
Because I hurt her feelings. Yeah. And so I don't want to hurt family members' feelings. But as far as, like, I always have people ask me, like, oh, do your in-laws listen to the show? Right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, they watch all the time. But I give credit to they never say anything like...
That's awesome.
That's why did you say that about...
Yeah, I tell my parents all the time, I say, don't listen. I tell mm-hmm. that to, I actually tell that to friends too. I say, just don't listen. And then everyone's always curious about what we talk about and what we do, and they check in. But
I'd rather but if you are going to listen,
don't say anything.
Please don't say anything. Just keep it to yourself.
That's why Clary is, he's got to tell his parents not to listen.
Yes,
his mom rules the world. And he's got to tell his mom, if you listen, don't talk to me about what I'm talking about.
So what I would wish Jason would do, as I wish that he would go home and say, sit around his dinner table at 4:30 and say, look, guys, sometimes the show is inappropriate and or it's not for you guys or it's some that I would be embarrassed that you guys heard. And I like that you listen to the show and I like that you support me. But if you hear anything that's embarrassing, please don't mention it to me because I already know it's embarrassing. And I'm not trying to embarrass you, but I have a job to do. Yeah. And it's for us to be just sometimes we got to be body.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to be sophomoric.
Right, because that you got to play the hits, and this is the job that I've signed up for, and this is what built this beautiful house that we live in.
Yeah,
the
house built on penis jokes.
The Junkies did not get rich off covering the Redskins, right? Like that's not why people listened all those years. That's not why they built a huge following.
No, the people listen to the Junkies because they love the chemistry, they love the humor that's going on.
What does every guy listener say? When they talk about the Junkies.
Oh, it's just like me and my friends hanging around shooting the yes.
Exactly. So you got to think of it like that. And if it doesn't sound like you and your boys are sitting around having a good time talking about things that guys talk about, well, then it just feels fake to me. And so that's why I wish Jason would just loosen up a little bit and not be so afraid of who's listening to the show and what he's and what they're going to think of him.
I know. And he's also, it's not just his family, too. I'm sure friends
his high society.
High society's listening. People. It's like, oh, my God, you're talking about duty for an hour?
I don't know. I want to have the mind. I want all six and of also, us to have the mindset of all gas, no brakes. Let's go for it.
Also, if Jason, doesn't want to participate in that segment, it affects the segment itself.
And you can tell. Yeah.
You can definitely tell. Like, I don't know.
Eric was holding back.
It puts like a wet blanket on it almost. It's like the fun police are there and everyone's got to watch what they say because nobody wants to offend anybody that's in the room. You could definitely feel when Jason said that, you could definitely feel the vibe of the room shift.
Well, I didn't really say anything after that I'm not trying to.
It went from loosey-goosey to just like this, okay, let's just do this segment and get out of here. You know what I mean?
All right, yeah,
let's kill this segment. Let's do the topic and get done.
And I'll give JP credit because knowing JP, I don't think if he had a choice, he'd want to talk about that stuff either. But JP is more willing to play along and be like, understand that this is what we do and this is what people are expecting. And they can't just be, sometimes you just got to let loose a little bit. So there's not really that much pushback from JP. Or he might be quiet, but he won't outright say, I don't want to do this segment, behind the scenes. He'll just go for it and he'll be along for the ride, even if he is a little embarrassed.
And you know what? The show is not some sophisticated sports reporters. You know what I mean?
No, we're
not Mitch Albom.
Right. Yeah. We're just guys. They're just guys sitting around talking about their life. And sometimes you talk about women. You talk about small penises. That's locker room talk.
Yeah, locker room talk.
We like locker room talk.
We love locker room talk.
Now, look, sometimes there is obviously a line. Like, we don't want to be pornographic on the show and be disgusting and talk about scat or just things that are absolutely going to gross
people. That's Drab's A topic,
no,
is scat.
No, I don't like things that are going to gross people out and that are too far, right?
Right.
I don't want to talk about shooting loads or you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Hey, there's a line.
Hey, that's my side project that I'm going to do. Talk. Bit season reloaded.
Now, do we talk about that? Do we talk about ABC? We should do a bit season reloaded. Now, in our personal life or off air, do we talk about those things? Or
you're damn right we do.
Right, but I don't want to turn people off.
Hey, this podcast is basically Disney compared to the producer room.
Hey, getting back to the topic.
Yeah, small penis.
That's just a little behind the scenes of the subject or the topic. Do you think women like small penises?
What do you mean like?
Like
women?
Do you think,
yes, women
are big dicks out.
This is a loaded question. I think, from what I gather, okay, and this is me going behind enemy lines, all right?
Oh,
they're thinking, thinking like a woman, all right? I think some women get hurt by big penises. I think that's a real thing.
Yes, they're a turnoff.
It's a turnoff to have a gigantic monster C.
Doesn't everyone know that it's about girth, not length?
Yes.
That's what they want.
Yes, they want the thickness.
They want the Coke can.
Yeah, they want the Coke can.
That is what they're looking for. Not some, no pun intended, a dick measuring contest.
They don't want some appendage lodged up there.
Yeah, they're not interested in that. And that's where guys lose sight of
that. That's because
shouldn't we be bragging about our circumference?
Average, yes, and our average sized, our average length penis.
Yes. Total, what is it, ratio?
Yeah, the ratio. But this is the guy's problem, is that we are so obsessed by length because of the porno we watch. It's just been put in front of us like that. And then for some reason, it's a masculinity thing.
Why isn't there a male porn star actor who's short in length, but just super thick, like he's, I don't know, stocky. Okay.
And all right.
Why isn't he
like a bruiser fullback?
Yeah, exactly. Why isn't he more fake? Like there should be a niche for that.
Yeah, they should have a series.
Absolutely.
And when he becomes the bell of the ball, the star.
Yeah, you know what? We need to put a line out to porn directors.
We should be directors. Drab wants to be the casting director. He wants to see all the penises.
No, that's EB. And what's that show he's watching? Naked.
Naked and Afraid.
No, Naked Attraction.
Oh, the one on.
I saw
HBO.
That. I saw that on HBO. I skipped right over it. I'm like, I'm not going to click on this. It's too gross.
Here, but let me ask you this: Do women talk like us?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Do you know how many, first of all, when...
Like, are women
the guys
hanging around?
Yes.
And having female locker room talk? Like, are the girls on their bunco? When they're playing bunco together, all right, and they're slugging Cabernet, are they talking about their husband's size?
No. Not their husband's. Here's what they're doing.
Okay.
Because women, I don't think, want to embarrass themselves by admitting that their husband has a small Johnson.
Okay.
But what they do is they gossip about other men and that they've heard he has a big Johnson.
Okay. Give me an example of this.
It would be like, I don't know why this is just popping in my head. This is probably way inappropriate. Okay.
Okay.
But say... Teresa's sitting around with her gal friends from Ashburn, right?
Okay.
And
the cul-de-sac.
And then one of them says, I heard Mr. McSorley has a huge Johnson. Okay.
They're going, where'd you hear that?
Yeah.
And then they say, well, Peggy said that she talked to Jane.
Jane was sore because they had relations the night before or something like that.
Okay. Jane saw Mr. McSorley at the community pool and saw the outline and said he had a huge member.
And I know that women are always looking at the outline at the pool. It's one of the things, and we had a couple people tweet us in, but I've known this forever. That is your secret sauce. That's what you guys like at the pool is looking at the outline. You'll never admit it publicly, but you guys will.
See, the outline. You're all about the outline. Hey, we have an outline right here.
Do you like, Valdez,
what?
Do you when you get out of a pool, do you always quickly adjust your outline showing?
Do I like my
Or are you embarrassed by it?
I don't think about it.
Really? So you must like it.
I just, like, I'm not self-conscious. I've learned, besides the discoloration, I am not self-conscious about my penis.
I have a theory about your discoloration.
Here. Okay, all right, tell me what your theory is.
I don't think I've ever said this, and this is not a shot at you.
Okay.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Probably is.
My theory is that you don't really have vitiligo.
I don't.
That you may have had a speck before and that it was something that you showed him. But when I think the EB makes it sound like it's a Michael Jackson thing or that Victoria's Secret model with, you know, how she, half her face is a different color. I think that you may have a speck or two, but it hasn't grown. And if the untrained eye even looked at your penis, you wouldn't even notice it. That's my theory. But you're playing along that you like the idea of you having vitiligo.
Okay. This is the most harebrained theory I've ever heard in my life.
These are the things I think of when it comes to our producer rivalry.
Hey, you know what I think?
In other words, you're embellishing your vitiligo.
The fact that you're thinking about my makes me so happy.
It always comes up.
I don't bring it up.
I know, but how many times is EB going to ask for an update on your vitiligo?
And it's still the same.
It's still the same.
He acts like Jesus is going to come in and cure it. Hey, you want me to show you? I'll show you my vitiligo.
No,
yeah, here's the thing.
Can I tell you?
I called your bluff now, and you don't even want to see it.
I know, and I have to tell you, of all, 3.5 billion penises on this planet.
Okay.
Yours is the last one I want to see. And it's not because of the vitiligo.
No,
it's because of our relationship.
Yes, because you see me every day.
I see you every day. I've never seen you naked. I'm afraid that if I do see you naked, that will change our relationship.
You won't unsee me naked.
Yes. I love seeing naked guys. Okay.
Isolate that.
It doesn't weird me out ever. Like I love taking showers with the boys in high school and all that stuff. But you and I now have gotten to the point where I cannot see you naked.
What about shirtless?
Shirtless is fine.
Okay.
I just don't want to see your Johnson. Okay. I know you too well. I'd rather see my brother's Johnson.
What about your father, Cahill?
Oh, I've seen my dad's Johnson a million times.
I'm sure.
I haven't seen it recently. Actually, you know what? I probably saw it a couple of years ago.
Hey, what? Getting back to the women hanging around.
Yeah.
So that's a thing.
Yeah, do you like my theory that is? They're not talking down about their husbands,
right? They also
some
they would
women
never,
do. Some women will be like, my husband's a jerk, or you know, he. But they don't want to.
My husband doesn't listen, but they'll never right. take his manhood in front of them, in front of the women.
Right, because they don't want to. Yeah, they don't want to seem like they're not getting. This is just my dumb brain, okay? I'm wrong. But they're more so hyping up other guys' Johnsons. They're gossiping.
Not like ex-lovers' Johnsons.
Possibly ex-lovers. They probably talk about their ex-lovers. Like
You think they talk about ex-lover Johnsons more than their husbands?
This guy from college one time rocked my world. The biggest Johnson I've ever seen. He was, nine inches.
The guy was 5'4", but had a...
Yeah, they talk about that. For sure. They don't talk about small D's, only big D's.
Really?
That's just, I don't know. maybe I'm just worried that women are, my wife's talking about my junk.
The only time I think about, only time I assume women are doing this, mm-hmm. bachelorette parties. Like, I don't think they're all hanging around on their movie night together.
Or... No, can I tell? I think women are fascinated by penises, and they talk about them a lot.
More than we do?
More, as much as we do.
Why wouldn't they be talking about vaginas? If we talk about penis, if we're so
bored by vaginas.
If we're so... And not also, insecure, but worried and penis crazy, where we compare size, talk about it nonstop. Mm-hmm. You would think women do the same thing with their vaginas.
No, because women are self-conscious, probably, and they don't want to be. They don't want putting down vaginas.
It's an empowerment,
right? I don't know. More so, I can't believe I'm saying this. For the most part. Vaginas look the same, right?
I'd say there's
90% of them.
I'd say 90% right? of them all look alike.
The male sex organ has great variation.
All right, yeah,
it's more of a conversation.
Yes, there's curves, there's bumps, There's length differences.
I wonder, do you think the biddies are appreciating this conversation?
I don't know. I don't know if this is entertaining.
This
or
might
not.
Be our last our last podcast.
Yeah, 102. We made it to 102.
No, that's my take.
But
on
you
it.
Don't but you don't think see that's where I just think it's all a bachelorette party because it's all penis heavy. Now you think every day women hang together, it's like bachelorette party.
No, well, I think it's whenever women get together, it eventually leads to Johnson conversation. Like every guy conversation, guys are talking about the weather, right?
Okay.
As long as guys are sitting around talking about the weather, women are sitting around talking about male penises.
You might be right.
just my take on it.
That's just your dumb theory. Hey, right. Speaking of penises,
yeah.
Or speaking of cans and Coke cans, today's episode is brought a bit seasons brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Get a can today. Don't Sleep supports Matt and Matt, supports Bit Season. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code Bit Season for 10% off every order. It's also on the Amazon list there. So follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. When we come back, Drabby.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Netflix pricing. We got to talk about EB wearing his wife's pants into work.
Oh, I got so clueless. Oblivious.
Oblivious, as John DePompa would say. So we'll get to that when we...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back.
Welcome back to Bit Season. Quick break there. To start off this segment, let's tell people about our Jumbo Lump Parlay Valdez, brought to you by Crab Sports, Maryland's local sports book. Love Crab Sports, and they're partnering with local businesses and media outlets to bring you the best localized betting experience. So make sure, if you haven't done it yet, well, geez, we're like 7 weeks into the NFL season.
I know. What are you doing, people?
Come on, sign up for Crab Sports. If you're in Maryland, Crab Sports will remind you to play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 years old or older, and when you sign up, use the promo code Biddies.
Yes.
And they have an app in
download the Crab Sports app in your App Store, iTunes,
Android. Yep,
Android. All of that.
So, Valdez, what are we doing? Did we hit last week? I think I pushed.
I think you pushed. I lost.
So we lost.
Kyle
Deese is 0 for the season.
It's starting to piss me off. I'm not going to lie. Can you tell I'm getting better?
If you want to fade Valdez on crabsports.com,
you would pay for so much daycare.
You're colder than a crab at the bottom of the Chesapeake.
hibernating right now.
All right. What are we going to do? Right. I'm feeling good about mine.
All right. I like my play.
Okay.
All right. At first, I'm playing an over in an NFL game in a historic under season. Mm-hmm. I'm playing over in Miami, Philadelphia. I think this is going to be a shootout. I love how Miami is just offense is clicking right now. Even though the Eagles, they kind of put out a dud. I like the fact they put out a dud against the Jets, so I like them to come back mm-hmm. and score here. I like over 52 and Miami and Philadelphia. Tush push for the win.
That's a lot of points,
Valdez. That is a lot of points, and I'm not afraid of it.
All right. I like it. I like it. I mean, I got plenty of Dolphins on my fantasy team, so I will root for points, but that's over 52?
Over 52.
All right, I'm going to stick with college football, just more of my, more comfortable with. By the way, if you like college football, make sure you watch James Madison versus Marshall tonight at 7 o'clock. James Madison undefeated on the season. Fun team to watch, and Marshall got his great running back.
It kind of sucks that they're ineligible for a bowl.
I know. They got to fix that. All right, but I'm going to go to Alabama, Tennessee. Tennessee's—they can't move the ball on offense. Alabama is sluggish, and they don't have great playmakers. But they're 8.5-point favorites over Tennessee. Tennessee is embarrassing to watch with Milton at QB. They can't move the ball at all. They got no explosion. There's just no chance that they can keep up with Alabama. At some point, Alabama has to get right and control the game and force turnovers and do what they always do. This is a double-digit victory easy for Alabama. It's at Bryant Denny. So there's just no way that the Vols can stick with them. I think by halftime, it's going to be a two-touchdown game.
Wow.
So bet heavy on the Crimson Tide, -8.5 versus the Vols on Saturday.
Yeah, and when you go into Crab Sports, look for the producer boost jumbo lump parlay. They'll boost the odds for you there. So over 52 and Bama, was it -8.5?
-8.5.
-8.5. Love it.
All right.
We're going to hit.
We're going to hit, and we're going to buy EB some new sweatpants.
Yeah. I'm glad you pointed that out because when I first saw Eric when he came in, I noticed his pants were so tight. And I go, what is this geezer doing trying to look hip in his joggers, looking young in his joggers. And then you smartly pointed out, and I got to give credit to
you,
that, hey, are you wearing your wife's pants? That's what you said to him. I didn't put two and two together. I thought maybe he just bought some crappy Alibaba pants that just came in three sizes too small.
Eric could not be living a more different life than the rest of us. Like, the fact that he's so oblivious to his surroundings and what is happening around him in life, like, how could he survive on his own?
That's a great question.
I can't see it.
His wife handles the finances. His wife drives him everywhere.
Does the cooking, drives him everywhere. He doesn't even know what clothes are his. That is LTC category.
You know what's so astounding with this?
Yes.
So you put the pants on in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you tell that everything is tight? And that it's not fitting correctly, like normal sweatpants
First
or joggers.
Off, isn't it a little tilting that they're so unorganized?
Yeah,
that he doesn't know like which pile of clothes is his.
No. He said he grabbed it from his pile.
Okay, so it was his pile.
It was his pile. That Dina must have thrown them in his pile, or they just got mixed. The piles got mixed together.
But also, EB considers himself like some sort of fashionista a little bit. Like, he'll Joan on you for your shoes. But he's buying his clothes from Amazon, like no knockoff Amazon stuff. Or he'll go to TJ Maxx and buy stuff. First off, that tilts me, but that's a whole other thing. So he has black, he's wearing the exact same pants that his wife wears. But when he puts them on, the cut to me was so obvious that it was a feminine pair of pants.
Yeah, that's
he couldn't figure it out.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you wore your wife's shorts on, wouldn't you know?
You wouldn't be able to feel it instantly. As soon as you get to your knees, you're like, "What am I wearing? What's going on? Oh my God, these are not even my pants."
Is he so tired he didn't notice, or he got him on and he's so lazy he didn't feel like changing?
But doesn't Eric sleep in what he wears to work? So did he sleep in those pants the night before when he wasn't tired? Did he put those pants on?
That's a very good question.
Because he likes to be bundled up, remember? Not an inch of skin showing.
Yes. I don't want to keep doing penis stuff, but he had no bulge.
I know. He had no bulge. It actually has changed what I think of Eric, because The crotch was cut so tight.
Yeah, I wish you guys would have seen it.
Any guy putting those pants on would be like, "What is going on here? Why am I so snug in my
Johnson? It was like a Speedo.
Like, why isn't there no room for my testicles in here?
Like even now, look at me. You can see my bulge.
You're bunched up, and I'm uncomfortable looking at your bulge. But you would know instantly.
But you can see it.
Right.
There was no outline.
John DePompa is right. He's just clueless about everything. And I don't know how he could survive on his own. If Dina left him and said, "Eric, I'm done with you. Starting tomorrow, you're on your own." How long could he last?
He's a man baby.
He's a man baby. But in a way, I'm a little jealous.
Why? Because he can fit into women's clothes?
No. I like the idea, and I'm sure it would get old, of having a caretaker. Don't you?
You know what? That's exactly what Dina is. Wife / caretaker.
Yes. He married his, like, they always say, like, you know, sometimes guys marry their mom. I'm a little jealous that EB is the king of his castle, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that he gets to just put his feet up and not do anything and not have to worry about anything. Like, I think a man should drive the car. I think a man should pay the bills. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Every house maybe is different. That's just my perspective watching what happened in my house growing up. There are certain roles that a man should fulfill.
Well, my mom would do the checkbook.
She would. Not in my house, but I can bend a little bit with paying the bills. But again, my mom didn't do that. So
you know, now that I think about it, I think my dad made the money,
mm-hmm. Right?
And then my mom was in charge of the budget.
And maybe my mom helped, but I just have memories of watching my dad balance the checkbook and then getting angry on Saturdays when he paid the bills. I knew to stay away from my KO. When I see him crunching those numbers, I'd go outside and disappear for a couple hours until he calmed down.
There's nothing like your mom going, "I'm $1.16 off.
What in the hell is this?
I got to do this again. I'm $1.16 off."
But don't you yearn for someone to take care of you, Valdez?
Of course. Of course. Because, you know, it limits stress.
It limits stress. And then once those roles are established, you can't break those chains. Like, it is what it is.
I'm so envious of Eric's life,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like Eric doesn't have any kind of worry.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, he wants you to believe that he does, but he worries about...
He's worried about his kids' well-being.
Yeah, he worries about other things, but not real life things. That makes sense.
I understand what you're saying.
I'd say the most tilting thing is that Dina drives him. I can't accept that. I will never accept. My brother lets his wife drive him everywhere. Or didn't say drive him. She's in control of that relationship, my brother. So he doesn't get the privilege of driving. Okay? Like, she calls the shots.
I don't mind not driving.
Really?
I don't mind not driving.
No. I don't want to end up in a ditch.
Well, you're a bad driver.
No, okay, maybe, but I want to die on my own accord.
You want to die in your own hands, not in someone else's hands.
Like my wife, earlier I just said don't talk bad about family members, but whatever.
She doesn't listen.
If I told my wife, "Hey, can you drive to Springfield without a map?" She would have no idea. Like, my wife, like, geography, She has no idea. I once asked my wife about, I said something about the city of Buffalo. She had never heard of Buffalo. She also had never heard of the city of Oakland. This was like when she was like 25.
Oh my gosh.
Like she just, like her surroundings.
Oblivious. The word of the day, oblivious.
Right.
Hey, if I told you to get to Frederick, would you know how to get to Frederick from D.C.?
Absolutely.
I
also have a general sense of direction.
Yes,
like
so
you
do
could
I.
tell me, I've never been to Pittsburgh, but you could say, Drab, I need you to drive to Pittsburgh.
Without a map.
Without a map and figure it out. I would be able to figure it out. I would head, you know, out there. Like, start by going to
270 north,
Frederick area.
To 70 towards Hagerstown.
Hagerstown. And then I'd be able
Columbia,
to figure it out from
and
there.
And then, you know what? Just get to Morgantown, go north.
Right. Right. You meant Cumberland?
Yeah, then what did I say?
You say Columbia.
Yeah, Cumberland.
Cumberland.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be able to. Yeah. Hey, I know it's up there.
Go past Rocky Gap Casino and Resort.
Never been to Gettysburg. I could figure it out. Give me a couple hours. Sense of general direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we got on that.
Yeah, sorry.
But here's what I'm jealous of. I'm jealous that EB gets to sit on the couch. Does that make sense?
EB gets his alone time.
Do you think EB does?
That's what you're jealous of.
The alone time.
Well, it's also because he doesn't have the two twins that are 3 years old.
Yeah, and I had more of that. But do you think EB was given baths?
Yes.
You do? Like
yes.
He was giving his kids baths?
I don't think he was the daily. I think he would do it once or twice a week.
He'd pinch hitter.
Yeah, pinch hitter.
Mm. Yeah,
and then
or pack the lunch. Do you think he packs his kids lunch?
No. This is EB's specialty.
Yeah,
is he would have his kid on his lap while he watched TV. He would embrace the kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He would give love to the kid. But
the love is there. Yeah, no question. But the day to day operations.
But doesn't Eric always talk
Dina's
about?
Dina's the operations manager.
Yes, it's like a property manager.
Yeah.
But didn't Eric always say that he was the one that he would always change a diaper? He knows how to change a diaper so quick.
If you don't know how to change a diaper and you have kids, you are
you failed as a parent.
I'm sorry. That can't happen.
Hey, getting back to EB wearing women's clothes. Mm-hmm. Speaking of women's clothes,
yeah,
I'm going to let the biddies in on something. Do you know what I, Drab? Do you remember what I tried talking you into for this Halloween? Speaking of women's clothes,
did you want me to pull a Skippy and wear women's panties?
No. I wanted to on Halloween.
Oh, I remember.
For Drab and me to dress as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce for the show.
I know you wanted me to be Taylor Swift.
Yes, and you have experienced cross dressing.
I do.
Yes, I've seen pictures of you dressed as Hillary Clinton.
I was dressed as Hillary Clinton on election night in 2016 for a live show. Yes, I did do that. But that was everybody was a candidate. So. Yeah, maybe I have a little bit here and there as a goof.
You wouldn't do that. I think they'd be a funny bit.
I'm not a Swiftie.
I know, but but here's the thing. It's the hot Halloween costume.
I know you.
And then we're doing it as two guys. That's what makes it funny.
To me, that's low hanging fruit. Word of the phrase of the day, Maldives.
Oblivious, low hanging fruit, yeah. And penis size.
Can I tell you something about Taylor Swift that I haven't heard anyone else say? I think I have an original take about her.
All right, I can't wait to hear this.
I think she's emotionally immature.
Okay. Let me hear this psychoanalyst.
Without knowing anything about her, other than that she sings breakup songs about her boyfriends.
Okay.
Which was also part of this, okay? She is, like, emotionally stunted in that she does these little girly things that is middle school behavior. Here's what I know about Taylor Swift. She's big into her favorite number. Okay. Everything's a number. 89 is 22. Taylor Swift 13.
Yeah. She writes 13 on her hand.
Middle school, like little girls are into numbers, right? And that means something to them. Or little kids are into
numbers.
Hey,
don't you play the lotto?
I do, but I don't pick my numbers.
Oh.
I don't do that. I just give me whatever it is. I want the winning ticket. I don't care.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to poke holes.
I know you are. But she has a fascination with good luck on numbers and all
number
kinds
13.
Of silly things that I think like is what a sixth grader girl would be into. But here's the even bigger thing than that. Friendship bracelets. She's 33 years old, and her entire gimmick with her fan base is friendship bracelets. What are we doing here? She is almost too old to be having children, and she's doing friendship bracelets?
Oh, jeez.
Well, okay, again, in a few years. Hey, there's a timeline, okay? I'm not putting women down who are 33 and haven't had kids. Don't send me.
You're already trashing her eggs.
Her eggs are getting older, okay? I'll say that. And she is doing friendship bracelets. Again, middle school behavior. And all her fans out there are engaging in the same type of behavior.
Maybe she's selling nostalgia. We sell nostalgia.
Maybe this is why she can't keep a man, because she is a child.
Was she dating this last dude for like 5 years?
Well, did she marry him?
No.
All right. I didn't even know before Travis Kelce. I didn't even know she had a boyfriend until everyone was talking about her breakup. Was it her fiance? Did she get engaged?
I think they were engaged.
This is my opinion. Send hate mail to me. She's emotionally immature.
No, I think some people would agree with you.
Also, her behavior at the football game.
What, the jumping
like,
up and down?
Yeah, just like Travis Kelce catches a 4-yard pass and she's screaming.
It's the first. Yeah. You know what it's
her and Brittany Mahomes are perfect for each other.
You know what it's like? It's like when you have a girlfriend in high school and she goes to your game and you do something on the court or in the field.
Yeah,
and
but that's when
crazy.
You actually do something.
I know, but that's her. That's what she's doing. She's having the high school boyfriend. Mm.
Yeah, she is. Valdez is a big Swiftie. I don't get it.
What do you mean?
You talk about
her all the time.
Taylor Swift is the new Britney Spears. As in,
I'm up on
Valdez
pop culture.
Will stack the entertainment page with stories about Taylor Swift.
Well, it's the hottest. It's the hottest Hollywood topic of 2023.
She'll become the next Britney Spears in 10 years when no one cares about Swiftie anymore. You'll be doing Taylor Swift put out a
memoir. Taylor Swift memoir.
A vagina candle.
I don't know why she upsets you so much.
She doesn't upset me. I just don't think about her like everybody else does, especially guys. And I've been there.
We had a whole debate.
Why do guys do this? Why do guys pretend to be into Taylor Swift so they think girls will like them?
Is that what you think I'm doing?
Yes. And that's what college guys do. Maybe I did it at with Britney at that age or when I was younger. Where you learn about it so you can. A little about a lot.
All right.
So you know a little. You do research on Taylor Swift because you think that that's what girls want to hear you talk about. So you have an in with a girl. So you have a conversation starter with them.
No, I read the articles.
I know, but
I know the facts.
Right.
That's all.
But I know. But this is what I see college guys doing this. Like they pretend, but they don't pretend.
They're faking interest
in Taylor Swift.
You know what it's like? It's like going to a women's rally, a women's rights rally to go pick up chicks.
It's like, does any guy like a girl who loves sports?
No.
It's annoying. But we do. But girls do that because they think that that's what we want. We don't want that. At the end of the day, we don't want that.
I think there's women out there that actually do like sports.
I know. Especially ones that are probably listening to this podcast.
I know.
I just became everyone's least favorite junkie show member today.
Drab t-shirt. Hates women. wait for that line.
It sounds like it today.
Wait for that article. Hey, on the Washington Post. Podcaster, radio producer, drab t-shirt. Hates women.
Do you want to be Valdez?
I want to be the Taylor guy?
No. Do you want to be told? Do you want to talk sports with women?
Do I want to talk?
Do you want to talk
like,
sports?
I don't want to talk sports with men.
Okay, you're right. That's true. Also, we're probably bad examples, but. I don't.
Do I want to engage in a live tour discussion with women?
No. Do you? If a woman comes up to you and at the bar and says, "Matt,
give me your
Sam Howell is taking too many sacks." And do you want to get in that conversation? Or are you going to be turned on by that? That she knows about.
Yeah, I'm going to look at her and say, "Let's hit the sack."
I personally, I would roll my eyes.
Of course.
And because it would be a turnoff to me.
Because we're jaded.
Because I...
No.
I'm being honest. Everyone else is afraid to be honest.
This is the problem. Here's the problem, Trev, is that we are inundated with it. It's our job. Mm-hmm. Other guys that have a regular 9-to-5 pencil pushing job, mm-hmm. all right?
This is something new to them.
They're doing spreadsheets all day. If a woman talks sports to them, they're horny because that's what they like. That's their escape. And now all of a sudden a woman is becoming a part mm-hmm. of their escape.
I don't like you infringing on my territory.
What do you mean your territory?
Sports are for men.
Yes. That's what Drab is saying. Sports are male only. And that's what you're saying about women. Taylor Swift, women only.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong.
Drab's into gender roles.
I am. Yes. Is that? You know what? I'm into gender roles.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Is that something that's inappropriate in 2023 to be into gender roles?
If you ask me, no.
I'm not so blunt where I say women should
get in the kitchen.
No, I don't.
That's not what you're saying.
I don't necessarily believe that at all. But there are boundaries.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
Here's the boundaries. Would I like my wife to go to a Seahawks game with me and wear a jersey and root on the team? Yes. Do I want my wife to come in and say,
hey, they should play Drew Lock over Geno Smith?
Yes. No. Okay. Drew Lock's the answer. Geno sucks.
Hey, have you seen this lineman? What do you think about
why isn't Smith and Jigba getting the ball? Yeah. Why? Yeah, no.
Hey, do you think Iowa should be ranked in the top 10 if they run the table and they have no offense?
I want my wife to fake interest in sports. Do I want? I want her to watch the Zags game with me when they make the Elite Eight. That's what I want.
You don't want to stay up and watch them play St. Mary's.
No, right.
That's I don't know. That probably doesn't make any sense to anyone.
I know. I think that's an us problem. I don't think that's a men women problem. I think that's an us problem where we are subjected to this nonstop.
Right.
Even when we go out, we have guys that ask us questions. Let me ask, I was at a retirement party. Yes, I'm 36, and I went to a retirement party.
Retired?
I have a friend's wife's dad retired.
Okay,
and I'm at this retirement party, and I'm saying hi and everything.
My friend's wife's dad. That's almost Kevin Bacon territory. You're a good dear friend.
I am. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I go. And I'm saying hi and everything. And the guy, I'm getting to say goodbye. And his parting shot is, what do you think the Commander's record's going to be? All right. And I say to myself, I go, all right, then I gotta go. First of all, I gotta size him up. My guy, is he a Commanders fan or not? And I gotta look at him and I go, you know what? They're gonna be 9-8, just barely getting the playoffs. Then you go, that's what I like to hear. Then I said, all right, see you later. And I just put a good taste in his mouth when I left.
Yeah, well, at least it wasn't dead air. There's nothing worse than having a conversation with someone and not knowing what to talk about. So at least people feel comfortable talking sports with us.
I want everyone to be, I want it to be known, Drab does not like you to come up to him and ask him sports questions in the wild.
No, that's you. I don't mind it. As long as you got a Johnson.
Yeah. You must have Johnson. Hey, by the way, shout out to the guy that came up to me at the Stavros comedy show.
Oh, you got
Yeah, I was at the Lyric Opera House in Baltimore.
Yeah,
and I saw.
I know,
Stavi.
You love Stavi.
I do love Stavi, and he goes. He comes up. He's like standing behind me as we're all leaving, and he goes. I get sized for bit season, and I said, "Thank you, man. I appreciate that."
Did he dap you?
Dap me up.
All right.
And then headed on home. So shout out to him.
Out of 10, how many stars does Stavros get?
Out of 10,
mm-hmm.
I give it a 9
Whoa.
Out of 10.
What?
Well, also think about it. He's from Baltimore. Yeah. It was basically it was a fish in a barrel.
Right.
That's what it was.
All right, I can't stop picking up.
Yeah, I know.
So we got to end the show. I got to go drink some water or something. It's been about an hour. We didn't get to Netflix pricing, but maybe we will next.
next time on the show. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the Bit Season, and we'll see you back on the Junkies.
See ya.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.